This is WLVR News. President Donald Trump and President-elect Joe Biden fought a pitched battle for Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes, focusing significant time on the state and the Lehigh Valley in the race for the nation's top office. After 4 days of counting in-person votes and a record number of mail-in ballots, the Associated Press called Pennsylvania for Biden by a narrow margin, at least at last count, a little over one half a percentage point. WLVR News Director Jen Rehill spoke with Muhlenberg College political science professor Chris Borick about how Biden eked out this narrow victory and what changed since Hillary Clinton's defeat in the Commonwealth in 2016.
Joe Biden won Pennsylvania. How did that happen?
Yeah, Biden's path to the victory in Pennsylvania was lots of small margins across the Commonwealth in different areas and different demographic cohorts. He improved on Hillary Clinton's vote from 4 years ago among suburban voters in the Philadelphia region and a little bit in the Allegheny County area. He won some really key swing counties in the state that had gone from voting for Barack Obama twice to voting for President Trump 4 years ago, and those being Northampton and Erie counties. He made some gains in places with white working class voters. Not gigantic. The president still won those, but he made some marginal gains. We're still waiting on all the Philadelphia numbers there, but it looks like turnout and margins in those areas also were modestly better. And that was all necessary because President Trump was able to get out voters across the state at even better levels in strongholds for him than 4 years ago. Turnout is exceptional. And so this is a story for Biden of marginal, modest improvements in lots of groups that led eventually to his narrow victory in the state.
Tell me how Pennsylvania fits into this national picture. How did Pennsylvania become the decider for the nation?
Yeah, it is a little bit dramatic in some ways. Yeah, that it came down to Pennsylvania being the state that made the call for Biden. Of course, everyone knows his roots are in Scranton. He lives in Delaware. He set up his campaign in Philadelphia, announced his candidacy in Pittsburgh. The president has spent so much time courting Pennsylvania voters over the last 4 years, and even in 2016, of course. So there was lots of focus here. And it seemed that in the end, I guess, a little bit apt that the decision would rest on Pennsylvania. Now, again, there's some other states out there that'll be counted and they could change the math. But the one that put him over the top, at least in the call, was Pennsylvania. And those 20 electoral votes were key.
Taking a closer look closer to home here in the Lehigh Valley, you talked a little bit about the Northampton County bellwether. How did the Valley overall impact this race and this election? How did things play out here? Was it what you expected?
Yeah, in some ways it was what we expected. You know, that it's a competitive area of a competitive state. And of course, if you look at the results, the final results will be in. That it was close. I think you'll probably see Joe Biden win the area by 6 or 7 points. We'll see how those final numbers come in. And that's important for Democrats. They have to win these counties. We saw in 2016 when the president took Northampton County, that it helped move him to that narrow victory. And in this year, the success of Joe Biden, the modest increases that he had in places like Northampton County, certainly add to his margin. And so it was close. We could see one of the interesting patterns, though, that's kind of been defined in this election cycle is even when Biden did better than Hillary Clinton 4 years ago, that some Republican candidates down ballot have actually done better.
You know, a lot of attention has focused and I believe is going to continue to focus on the vote count here in Pennsylvania. How has Pennsylvania's election process done under the scrutiny of international observers at this point? Do you see any possibility for trouble ahead in terms of these lawsuits or other things that might come up?
You know, I think on the whole, Pennsylvania's electoral process this year has held up very, very well. I'm certain, you know, there'll be issues and concerns that are raised and problems on the margin, if you will. But if you look at the size of the electorate, the transfer over to a system that we just simply haven't been accustomed to in mail voting, doing an election in a pandemic, you take all those things into consideration. And I think it's been very impressive. I look locally, like a place like Northampton County and the efficiency that was run that election after a few years ago, having some big kind of technical gaffes. And it's important that we recognize those things. Now, some folks, probably lots of individuals, won't like the outcome. And you can and should look at the electoral system to see if there were any issues. But as I look today, I think the overall picture is one that was very effective, given lots of changes, lots of challenges, and again, the eyes of the world looking at the state.
Chris, thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, no problem, Jen.
That was Chris Borick, professor of political science and director of the Muhlenberg College Institute of Public Opinion, speaking with WLVR News director Jen Rehill.